The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool. This night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord. Welcome to the only parable that Jesus teaches that has just one character. A man so full of himself, there's no room for anybody else. And if you go through the parable and you count up the number of times he says, "I, me, mine, myself," 12 times. All he cares about are broader barns, taller grain silos, more grain, and a vast expanse of years stretching out to the horizon in which he can just enjoy it all. And Jesus turns to such people and he says, "You fools. You fools." Let's take a closer look at this. St. Thomas Aquinas said there's four false gods: power, honor, money, and pleasure, or comfort. Four things to which people dedicate their lives and they ascribe absolute meaning as the most important thing in all of life. Power, honor, money, pleasure, false gods. Now, the man in this parable isn't named, but he might as well be all of us. We're all the character in this parable. Whenever we look to this world for our fulfillment and forget that we were made by God for God. Remember back in 2008, financial crisis and everything fell down, great financial crisis. Pope Benedict got up on the day of the great crash, stood on the balcony of St. Peter's Square, with a message for the world. He said, "Do not trust in so transient a thing as money. It's not at all what you think it is. Don't look to the gift. Keep your eyes on the giver, the one who never fails." And when we hear a parable about this, talking about grain silos and barns, and you know, it might as well be talking about stock markets, pension funds, savings, bank accounts. And it's a message we want to say to ourselves again and again and again. Remember the giver. It's far, far more permanent than the gift. Now, if you're the kind of folk who shows up to Mass on a Monday afternoon, right, you're saying to yourself, "Yeah, okay, I already know that. Right? Can you please give me something to go on so I can do that?" Because, you know, God is invisible, and he's hard to get your arms around him, and money is very tangible and very immediate. So what can I do to remember the giver and not so much the gift? Two things. Two things you want to do. You want to pray about, you want to think about as much as you possibly can. Number one, the emptiness of all material things. And number two, the shortness and fragility of our lives. I was walking through an old cemetery once upon a time, because they're fun. You ever go through an old cemetery, you know, you come up on these old tombstones, they have like poems on them and stuff, it's fascinating. So there was a poem written on this tombstone, and it said this, or I memorized it, it was easy. It said, "Here lies an old miser who lived for himself. cared nothing in life but for gathering pelf. Now where he is or how he fares, no one knows and no one cares. The emptiness of material things, part of it is that no sooner do you have something that you want more. You want more and you want more and you buy something and then you need something to go along with what you buy. And the funny consequence of it, tragic consequence of it, is that in chasing down, well, pelf is just a fancy word for money, in chasing down mammon and chasing down the things for the world, we become blind to the things that really matter. The world constantly whispers in our ears, I'm your fulfillment. You can have perfect happiness right here on this earth. It's a lie. Only God is your fulfillment. Pray about that. Think about that. The emptiness of the things in this world. The second, it's not morbid, it's just a fact. Think about, pray about how fragile and how brief your life is. In spite of every medical advance, the mortality rate remains 100%, right? And nobody knows how much time we have. Benjamin Franklin, he once famously said, the only thing certain in life are death and taxes, and he's joking about taxes. And even the longest life is so short. Think about it, pray about it. You know what happens when you do? Some things become very clear. One of the things that becomes very clear is you begin to see the transient things of the world for what they are, not more and not less. You don't think that, you know, it's evil or in the trap or any of these things. You value them for what they are. This is good, right? Without a collection, we can't keep the lights burning. But you don't value it ultimately. And you also begin to see the great amount of good that you have yet to do in this world, and the great amount of harm that you have already done, and you want to spend the days that you have left on this earth trying to close that gap. One of my favorite prayers, very brief prayer, comes from St. Catherine of Siena. She simply prays, Lord, take what's left of my life and do with it what you will. It's a great prayer. Lord, take what's left of my life and do with it what you will. That is how we store up treasure in heaven and grow rich in what matters to God. St. Paul of the Cross, pray for us.